Your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Spicy chicken nugs. We didn't say Wendy's, but you probably thought Wendy's, and you thought right. With a unique blend of spices, these are the spicy nugs that other spicy nugs wish they were. And with Wendy's new Ghost Pepper Ranch sauce, you'll reach new levels of spicy. So you're probably thinking, where's the closest Wendy's? Get the only 6-piece spicy nuggets worthy of their name for free with purchase in the Wendy's app.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Offer must be redeemed via the Wendy's app. App download and account registration required. Not valid with other offers. See offer and app for additional terms.
It's time to rise and grind. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
We got a problem here with the Bengals. Are you concerned about Chase and his ability to be an impactful player early on for Joe Burrow? And also, did they make a mistake?
It's very difficult to be successful out of college at the wide receiver position.
And he didn't play last year.
For a number of reasons. You got to first understand the offense, how fast this thing is moving around. You got to get in sync with people. This is not LSU playing Vanderbilt. Them dudes is on your ass. And I'm talking about like right there as soon as you blink.
You're open for a
second. You know
how
a fly gets on you, you try to get him off of you and he's gone before you even get a chance? That's how it is. And so for him, he's got to continue to just keep working. The game will slow down for him if he has any ability whatsoever at the NFL level.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, your smart speaker, or on ESPN News.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
It is our number two of the Sports Hangover. Here home for Pelicans basketball, getting closer. October 4th, Matt, the first preseason game for the Pels. 39.5 wins. I've been seeing all the betting sports books out there as well, putting out there, so we'll get close to that. But of course, last night's in the Caesar Superdome, J.B. Smoove, how good a job was he when he came out with St. Aug? I don't know, Maddie, if that, like, pumped you up, but right before the player intros, you know, St. Aug came out, J.B. Smoove is on there, he's doing the commercials right now for Caesars, and he's leading, he's got this gold chalice, you know, the commercial right now is We Are All Caesars. I was pumped. I'm like, yes, A, it was great just to hear fans again, smell the dome, you know,
And the Who Dat chant really
yes,
got me.
I know. When Cam Jordan did it, it was great. And you know what? Hearing the St. Aug band, too, I read it from Mardi Gras. I don't know what's going to happen by there. But, again, that is actually big news that Jordan just gave us there as well. So, last night, Maddie, we went through it. If you are a Saints fan, I'd love to hear from your perspective as well. You had to show proof of vaccination or proof of a negative COVID test. You could also get a COVID shot, vaccine, two different locations. I think it was Poydras, basically off the ramp right there, and over in the corner by Champion Square. The team posted a map earlier in the day to show you the big fleur-de-lis on the map. So moving forward, they're gonna you know, post a photo of a map, look for the fleur-de-lis, and that's where they'll have... I saw it. It was a little mobile auctioner, you know, van, and I guess you can walk in and get yourself a vaccine, and then you can go in. But I am interested because we were different. We walked in through the media entrance, and for starters, for me to go in there, I already have to be vaccinated and all that. But so I didn't have to, quote unquote, go through that line. How long did it take? Did you feel inconvenienced? How did they check it? I legitimately don't know. It's kind of the downside of being up there in a press box. We are like in Never Never Land. Like where my seat was, I can't really see the Saints sideline. So I didn't see the cart with Adam Trautman moving along. So there's certain things you can't see up there, but I wasn't on gate A. I wasn't in gate B. I don't know. Maddie, do you have any stories? Do you know what it was like to get in the dome? showing your proof. Was it long? Was it long, as long as getting your purse check, which is kind of what they went to a couple of years ago with the clear bags and all of that?
No. So what, at least where I entered by Champion Square, they have like a security section set up now where they, you know, check your vaccine before you even get into Champion Square. And then, you know, once you're in there, then the normal, you know, procedure happens, you know, around the gate. I didn't really feel inconvenience at all. And I, you know, for non-Louisiana residents, especially, I don't have Louisiana wallet because they have a California license. So okay. I just brought my physical card. All you have to do is show them the front and then they want to see the back and that's it.
It takes you longer to probably take the card out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zero inconvenience. And just a pro tip, mini makeup bags. If you, your mom probably has a ton of them in her closet, they make excellent, little wallet cards that fit those bigger size
things. I did hear, and I don't know for a fact, but I'm almost positive when this came out a couple Fridays ago, I believe you can go like to Office Depot, and they will make a copy and laminate it for you. Like, I think free. So I know there's some places you could probably just Google, you know, places to get a copy, places to get a free laminated copy of it, because obviously you don't want to, you know, let that go and stuff. I have LA Wallet. It literally takes 2 seconds. Boom, there it is. It's a barcode, so maybe some places scanner. I don't know. So I would like to hear from you, though. I mean, because I don't know. So, Maddie, you said it didn't take that much long, because I know obviously when this came out, all the lines. I'm like, I don't know where. It's not
right.
That. So because
they separated it, I think.
Well, and the other thing, too, is your ticket is now basically online on your phone and all of that other stuff. So, the cash, the dome, all that. So I just kind of want to get an idea. If you went to the game last night, what was it like? It's a cashless facility. Mm-hmm. So if you want to buy your beer, your nachos, you're not handling cash. Are you cool with that? How's the parking? I mean, you're handling cash or parking. I mean, I kind of want to know. Saturday's the next one, and then you got the regular season. There will be way more people for the Green Bay game.
Sure,
there's no doubt.
The, you know, 3-hour tailgate in Champion Square, that's where they check before you even get in there, and I think that's very smart because then that doesn't really
That's
lead.
What I was saying.
Yeah.
To me, it makes sense. Just cordoned it off, and then your entry point. I kept saying this during the Super Bowl when the Ravens and 49ers played in the Super Bowl here. You got your bags checked and everything on Poitras. And once you went in, then everywhere in around the dome, you're already in. You're secured. I would rather the gates and the entry points be, like you're saying, Champion Square, Poitras, or something like that. And then, you know, you can walk around. Anyway, such a side note. But as Jordan said at the end of last hour, LSU coming out saying, if you want to go see the Tigers play in Death Valley, same principle is going to work. Must be vaccinated or show proof of a negative test in, 72 hours. So, Tiger fans, if you want to chime in on that, love to hear from you. All right, so yesterday, kind of a big deal when this took place.
Second and 6. Winston will load up and throw it down the middle of the field. There is heavy contact on Callaway, and the flags come in. Second down and 9. Winston under pressure, throwing for Callaway. It is caught. Touchdown. Marquez Callaway, a second spectacular touchdown catch tonight.
When you look back at those two plays, Maddie, I from my vantage point, I was basically at the 20-yard line, you know, Smoothie King Center is where our press box seat is. And so you saw the play. You saw the interference immediately. And I was shocked when he got up and spiked the ball. I'm like, did he catch it? I legitimately was like, I was just still wowed by the throw, the arc. You knew it. And I text you, I think, right before that. I'm like, this is like the Saints offense. Quick passes, out routes, pass over the middle, moving out. I mean, Winston never had the ball in his hands long. And I'm like, he's going to take a shot. He's about to take a shot. And then, boom, the next play, he literally took that shot.
And I will say, you know who I found to be super effective, if nothing else, for the, you know, misdirection and motion element? It was Deonta Harris being out there.
Yes.
The amount of, you know, just right off the snap, all of the motion, all of the play action kind of stuff they were doing, it really kind of, my eyes kept going to Harris, even though he wasn't the intended target. Having, you know, more than one legitimate wide receiver threat out there really went to show you how, you know, how much they kind of need that second guy out there as well. But I mean, all credit to Winston on that play either way. But you're right. That is what I saw more of a Saints offense than we've really seen. And we weren't really seeing much of that in camp either. So it was one of those things that it kind of seems like was kind of hidden in their playbook, if you will, because most of camp was dedicated to, you know, check downs and dump offs and wide receivers just being lined up and not kind of in that way that we saw Harris be used behind the line of scrimmage.
One of the things that you saw on one of the completions that was a low pass that Jameis talked about, we'll hear that in a quick second. You just see the separation. You have to respect the speed. And that defensive back had his hips turned. He was going backwards thinking that Deontay was running, and he stopped, planted, came back. I'm telling you, 10 times this year, the Saints are going to convert on a first down. It's there if you want it. Quick slant, comeback route, run 4 yards, come back one. It's there.
Yeah.
Like, we saw it in training camp where it's unguardable, especially as you're mentioning. If he comes in motion from behind the line of scrimmage, right to left to right, pick a spot. And as he comes off and he starts getting his full head of speed, that DB is going oblique. The problem is you don't know that Harris is going 3 yards. And then that kid can stop on a dime, turn around. QB knows that already, obviously, and the ball's on its way. I saw that 4 times that first practice I went to, and I'm like, that's unguardable because the DB's nowhere near him because he has to start running to catch up to him. And to your point, we saw that yesterday, that comeback route. There was nobody around him because that DB was heading down the line of scrimmage. Here's head coach Sean Payton after the game.
So we had good energy. I don't know how many defensively we had them 3 and out. We had some explosive plays. We felt like just from a scheme standpoint, you know, we were going to have to throw the ball early. You know, it's kind of a heavy front that plays the run pretty well. And, you know, I thought a number of guys played well. And, you know, hitting those big plays early on.
I think helped loosen things up. But overall, I was pleased. And then, of course, you know, you start the second half and you get down in some spots position wise. Some guys had to play more, but we'll get a chance tomorrow morning, come in, look at the tape, and kind of go from there.
Contrary to popular belief, the intern did not step on that cable to make it a little fuzzy like that at the very beginning. Glad they got it fixed, though, before anybody else talked. Jeff, thank you for calling the Sports Hangover, sir. You've called 800-998-1003. What you got?
Well, I was going to talk about, you know, my previous calls where I said probably a month ago that Jameis Winston was ultimately going to be the starter, but that seems to be somewhat low-hanging fruit right now, especially with Maddie being there. So I was just going to roll into something else. If I'm not incorrect on this, wasn't it not that long ago that Sean Payton was looking for first-round tender for Taysom Hill? And am I wrong about that, or was that really a thing?
Well, they placed a first-round tender on him. Right. I don't really know what the intent there was, but
I mean, that to me says he's expendable and on the market. And after what I saw last night, that just makes me believe it even further.
When you play the first-round tender, is he saying that you're going to have to give me a first-round? He's not expendable. What he's saying, he's darn near not expendable. Like, he's basically saying you want him. He's going to cost you a first rounder. So people value their players when they say you got to place a first round on him. So that's what that was. That wasn't.
Oh, no. Let me clarify. He's not stupid. He's asking for the moon, but he will give him up. He will give him up for price. I mean,
let me interrupt you because John Sigler, Saints Wire, just put up something about an hour ago. 4 possible trades the Saints can sort of make. He's not on there. Some interesting tidbits, some other players are Latavius Murray, we're going to get into next segment here. But do you think, I just think he's still valuable, but I said we wanted to talk about this hour. What is the vision for Taysom Hill if he doesn't win this starting job? Like, is it Swiss Army? What exactly is Swiss Army? Because again, Jeff, you'll agree with me on this. Most of last year, I'm telling you, Maddie, we had callers for the first half of the season where can we stop using Taysom Hill? Can we stop? I mean, the running joke was it's never the right play and it was never the right time.
No.
Because it's hit or miss with him because of what he is. You're taking away the starter, so it has to be a 10-yard gain. It has to be a touchdown. It has to be something. If it's an incompletion, if it's a stop at the line of scrimmage, then people go, well, that could have been Kamara, that could have been a pass for Winston, something like that. So, Maddie, what is the vision, you think? And to Jeff's point, if you're having to guess on make a vision, could you trade him?
I mean, as what?
Good point.
Like, you know, it's not as if the tape has really done him any favors to right. be traded as a quarterback at this point. I mean, I think the writing is on the wall. Unless that, you know, Winston goes out there, plays tragically, and then Hill comes in and, you know, has the run of his career, I don't really see how another team could use him in a way that Sean Payton wasn't able to do when he's kind of been the brainchild of this experiment from the get-go. So, I mean, to me, I see you, we were talking about this previously, he's one of the few, if not the only player that can lose a starting quarterback job and still have a legitimate role on an offense. So I feel like you have to just lean into that. And I don't really see other teams biting on a gadget player that they won't know how to use in a way that Peyton knows best.
Jeff, anything else in about 30 seconds, sir?
It'll take me longer than 30 seconds, but, you know, I'll talk to you guys some other time.
Yeah. Not a problem. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. You know Jeff.
Yeah.
We met him at the Pelicans NBA draft party. Jeff called you when we were with Calvin Braxton. Said you had a cult for Taysom Hill.
Oh, is this the cult? Yes. I see. Well,
when we come back, though, again, we're going to hear from Jameis. And then I want to address this hour. The Saints' backup running back situation, legitimately, I have Latavius Murray cut. Or do we trade him and try to get something for him? John Sigler, Saints Wire, wrote that. We'll do that next on ESPN New Orleans.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
Want more from your bank? Open a Cajun Pride checking account at State Bank and Trust Company and enjoy the benefits. Unlimited check writing, overdraft protection, online banking, mobile banking, debit card, ID theft assistance, safe deposit box discounts, prescription drug discounts, shopping, travel, entertainment discounts, and much more. Call or come in for more information about applicable fees and terms. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
What would you say you do here?
Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fans.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
You're going to hear from him at 2:15, Mr. Mike Triplett. He was already on ESPN.
We have been calling too close to call. But I thought Winston was the front runner, or that the tie should go to Winston because he has a higher ceiling. That big arm gives him such an opportunity. He's actually 27, and he'll just turn 31 today. I mean, there's so many reasons why you thought it'd be Winston, but he had not come out and had the performance that was like, well, it's obvious. Look what we're seeing on the field. He's obviously outplaying Taysom Hill. Until tonight, in the most important showcase yet.
So we're going to hear from Mike at 2:15 on what he thinks about that here as well. We talked about it yesterday. He came in studio for the first hour. I liked, mind you, Sean Payton didn't want to admit that to us, but I liked that that hit the national media. It put some pressure on that game. I want to see how you handled it. You talked about adversity. I don't know if it's adversity would be the word, but it's expectation.
Exactly.
I mean, all eyes. It's national TV. You know, this is.
You wonder if that was the intent almost.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, Maddie. I mean, it is. You're already competing for one of 32. That's a lot of eyes on you. But you're national. And you do have, we'll call it, you know, at least a overnight backpack, baggage-wise. I mean, it, you know, he has baggage.
Who?
Jameis Winston. Oh, that came with him. So people are wondering how, here's an opportunity, what can they be? This is a franchise that's been winning. You're moving on from a Hall of Fame quarterback. I mean, there were a lot of eyes on that game yesterday. And he goes 9 of 10, 123, two TDs, two incredibly well-placed balls.
Incredible.
Decision-making, checks at the line, all these different aspects of it. And he was all smiles, man. He was just calm and relaxed. And that's the thing that really stood out to me. From the opening drive to not, Maddie, I felt like I was just watching what I'd been seeing on that turf for the last 10, 15 years. Got up quick out in the huddle. Yeah, I wasn't even looking at the play clock. It wasn't like it was at 2 or 1. The decisions, we knew exactly where we were going with the ball. It was snap, throw, snap, handoff, snap, throw, touchdown. I mean, like, it. You didn't feel like, uh-oh.
It was very night and day from, the last preseason game where I saw a lot more frantic, kind of panicky footwork in the pocket, and it looked like he had a lot more composure back there.
Now, both tackles started last night.
Yes, but even still, you know, that second touchdown that he threw, he was getting hit while he made that, and he still followed through with that. So I thought that he showed a lot more poise in that game, and that was something that was really important, at least for me, because it did worry me that he kind of looked like a frantic deer in the headlights a little bit in that first preseason, but that was a completely different tune this time around.
No guests this hour, so we're going to mix in sound bites and phone callers. Jack, I'm going to come to you, but first I want to play Jameis Winston on his night, and then we'll mix you in and Mark as well with some sound.
The biggest thing is we got to win, so, I mean, that's a big weight off your back when you get a win. So it's the same, man. I got to give God all the glory. Like, I haven't started a football game in so long, man, so I was so excited to just get an opportunity to start and lead the pack, man. It was exciting, and the rhythm was great. Offensive line was phenomenal, and we had guys like Quez making plays all night, man. You got to love that.
I think one of the things too, Maddie, is, you know, that comfortableness is what I touched on too. I mean, you have started for 5 years, you know. Jack, thank you for giving us a call. What you got?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I have a very important question for y'all. Y'all are both in the media. If you're running the camera and you pan to the head coach and he's picking his nose, should you cut away?
You know, someone tweeted at me a gif of someone picking their nose last night, and I really had zero idea why. So apparently that was the case. But
I mean, I don't know if I pan away. No. I think you do the customary 1 second. Uh-oh, he caught your pan away. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, and then you just lean into it with the whole slime thing from Nickelodeon, and then there you have it.
Oh, there you go.
But, guys, there's quite a few teams that I feel this way about. But watching the preseason, there's a lot of teams it's hard to tell anything about. I think the Saints are one of those teams. You know, I'd like to see him against a better opponent. Just watching the game last night, and I'm sorry, who's the guy who works for LSU? He went to LSU, but he works for ESPN. He was all over Jameis this morning. He thinks Jameis is going to be MVP.
Logan McFarlane, Marcus Spears.
Spears, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, Spears was saying that the body language for Jacksonville's coaching staff was bad. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem like they're doing anything to help that kid. They were 1-15 last year.
I said it in hour number one to Maddie. I said, look, you want to see what you felt and saw in the first quarter against a team that's not as talented as you, right? I mean, don't you? Like,
right.
I, like, you saw a Saints defense that was physical. You saw a Saints defense that could get after Trevor Lawrence. You saw corners making stops, linebackers, Maddie making plays, D linemen making plays. On offense, it looked like the Saints offensive line. Basically, I think I text you, Maddie, Jameis could take a nap back there. The run game's a little different. We'll see that. Tony Jones, I thought, was quick to the holes. Murray, we'll get to him in a second. But the receivers looked unguardable. I mean, that was their number one corner, by the way, that Callaway caught the two touchdowns on, including the one-on-one. They right. brought him in from Seattle, paid him a bunch of money, and beat him. So, you know, again, on that play, he was extremely well covered. I mean, the ball was placed where only he could get it, and the guy used one hand to catch it. I mean, so I hear you 100%, Jack. At the same time, you know, you gotta make those plays. And then once the Saints kind of pulled those guys out, the final score is 23-21, you know? So, I mean, I don't know. I guess you can look at it both ways. I look at it though as you should be better than Jacksonville. Show me. But again, that's what I've been saying. Potential playoff team. I have to see it. It's great that some of these guys are, potential type guys like Adebo. I don't know. Well, I've seen two games. I think I can confidently slay Maddie. This guy can tackle. He's not one of these, though. You know, one of my things that I have against Marcus Williams is that sometimes he doesn't tackle. Paulson Adebo wraps you, you're going down, right? Ken Crawley seems to legitimately be playing very well. You made a comment about Bond. What do you think about Bond?
I think that he has made a case to be the second linebacker starting out there in week one.
Okay, so that's my point, though. You're seeing some things out there that, again, you have to see it first, though. And all you can do is play the games that are in front of you.
No, and Gus, I just want to make it clear. I'm not criticizing the Saints whatsoever. I've watched a lot of preseason games, and very little of what I saw has been useful at all.
I agree.
Because you're trying to figure out, who started the plan against who, and I mean, it's just hard to tell. That's all I was saying. Mm-hmm. Although I do agree with your friend, the friend you were talking to yesterday, I don't think Atlanta's very good. I don't think they made their defense.
Yeah.
And even though I love the kid they drafted, the tight end, I'm not sure they're going to be any better on offense than they would have been with Julio Jones. But guys, I know you're just trying to talk about the Saints. I'm sorry, but anyway,
no, it's fine.
Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate the phone call.
Y'all have a good day.
Yep, I will say this: Matt Ryan has not played yet. So.
Okay. You know who could have played? Justin Fields.
Right.
They had drafted him instead of tight end.
Very true. Very true. Jameis Winston on the first TD.
Cut. Safety cut. So, again, we got pass interference. Made a great play. So, just try my best to give him opportunities. And, you know, God bless him with some unique abilities as well. And we got an offensive line that's holding up firm in the middle. Good things happen.
So that was Winston saying he saw Maddie, the safety. He gave him a visual as to where he could go. He saw him, you know, kind of cheat and go to the left and cut. So he made the throw there. On the second TD.
I just gave him a nice little signal. I like the matchup there. He went and played a heck of a play. He caught a wing and got his knee in. So that's always fun. Like, I think anytime you have zero, you want to try to beat it.
But that was one of those things, Maddie, that I was talking about when I said go and make a play. Can you make plays? You have to be able to see what's going on. Callaway.
The coverage that was in, cover zero, Jameis changed the route at the line, and we just connected on that.
Right there.
Just to give due credit, mm-hmm. Trey Lance got a lot of buzz over the weekend for his touchdown pass where he kind of looked off that safety and made that play, and that's kind of what Winston did here. And so I feel like that does have to kind of receive a little more attention that – The jump he made from, again, that first preseason game from camp where...
But that's a good point you brought up, Trey Lance, because that's what you have to do, though. And you can say it's experience, because you either are that guy or not. You know, I mean, look, we've seen quarterbacks come in and out of LSU and offer colleges. It just, they see ghosts, they see different things. Mark, I'm going to go to a quick break because I want to give you your time. I don't want to say 30 seconds, sir. So I'm going to hit the quick break. I'll shut up when we come back. We'll go to your phone calls, 800-998-1003. More from Winston, more from Callaway. Hadn't even talked about Dalton yet, the running back situation. Do you think Latavius Murray's on this team right now, Saints fans? I don't. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. She just said,
said, honey, what are you doing here? I said, well, I'm sitting at a bar in New England.
How great is it when you get to choose your favorite movie to watch? Well, ZipRecruiter's invite to apply lets you pick your favorites from the best candidates. ZipRecruiter sends you qualified candidates and you can easily invite your top choices to apply for your job. Lauren Webb, Senior Vice President of Talent Acquisition for Mindoula Health, raves about ZipRecruiter's invite to apply. She says, I love that feature because we have a much higher follow-through rate if I invite candidates. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/KELLERMAN to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Kellerman.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I mean both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
I'm 5'11",
barely 5'4".
I weigh about 170 pounds.
Brown eyes.
Blue eyes.
Brown hair.
Gray hair.
I'm a baseball fanatic.
I'm a wife.
A mom.
A sister.
And a grandfather.
I'm a bodybuilder.
I'm a research analyst.
Small business owner.
Teacher.
Dance fitness instructor.
Film and television actor.
I'm an office clerk.
I'm a copywriter.
I'm a veteran.
I have a prosthetic leg.
I have multiple sclerosis.
I have lupus.
Cerebral palsy.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
I'm blind.
And I'm working in a job I love.
I love.
Because I was given a chance.
Because I was given a chance.
To contribute my skills and talents.
To show my disability is only one part of who I am.
Who I am.
Who I am.
At work, it's what people can do that matters.
For more information, visit whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
It is highly questionable that Jameis separated himself from Taysom Hill last night, Matt, and you said...
Is water wet? I mean, I'll be the first one to say it. You know, I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for being a Taysom Hill fan or whatever, but I've wanted one of them to win the job and not have it be one that,
Think you've moved on from Taysom, though. Again, the big news last night during the broadcast. People have called the Saints about Ian Book. Mark, thank you for holding on during the break. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I was going to lead off with, I still think Ian Book's the future.
There it is.
Keep talking.
Wait, hold on. Hold on, Mark. Say it again. Here we go.
Ian Book's the future.
That does bring a smile to Maddie's
New
face.
Who think that. Mm-hmm. It may just be Maddie and I on that bandwagon, but you know, but Jameis did prove last night though that he deserves to start. He deserves to be the guy getting the first, you know, on week one to walk out there and take the first offensive snap and call the offense and do what you know do his job. He proved it. He has a command. Look, he didn't put the ball in jeopardy last night. I mean, I did not watch the whole game, in full disclosure. You know, bits and pieces. But, you know, there was no stupidity behind what he was throwing. You know, everything went where it was supposed to go. And it was not the Jameis Winston that, you know, mm-hmm. threw, what, 80 whatever interceptions.
But here's the thing, too, Mark. I'm sure Maddie understands. He's going to throw a pick. And I mean
Drew Brees threw interceptions.
I mean, people are blaming Drew, right? I mean, he ran him out of town essentially last year.
I mean, come on, let's face it. Even rumor has it Drew Brees threw an interception once or twice.
Exactly. And, Mark, to your point, though, that's the key. It's the decision-making. And, look, whether it's him, Trey Lance, as you brought up, Joe Burrow, okay? First game you remember against Miami – 2 seasons ago, or 3 seasons now, right? Do you remember? Check at the line, touchdown on a run play. Well, yeah, 2 years at LSU and last year is with the Bengals. So, you know, you saw then, you're like, oh, wait a minute. That guy just checked at the line and it led to a touchdown. You got the sense and feel, that opening drive. He connected a couple of third downs. I mean, when it was third in a passing situation for LSU, Maddie used to watch like this. Look, my hands are across my face and I could barely see through my fingers. Because that's what you did. And all of a sudden you breathed once or twice. And I saw that kind of last night. You know, they just showed one of the highlights right now. He hits Callaway on third down on, you know, an in route off the sideline for first down, hits it timing wise. He hits Callaway again. You know, he made the right decisions and it seemed like a quarterback knowing the offense. And that's what's important. Now, let's see him grow. Let's see him get better. Let's see him, as Maddie says, face adversity. Is the team down? Does he have a bad half? I mean, you know, let's see. Everyone's going to have those games. And that's why I keep saying from the get-go, though, the patience level. That was something that I wanted to see this season. How patient is Sean going to be when he does name that quarterback? Because you have to give that guy at least six games. I mean, you have to.
Well, come on, let's face it. How bad was – I mean, looks. You go back and you look at all these Hall of Fame quarterbacks and the next person that comes up. I mean, you know
– it's bad.
The poor dude that had to follow Steve Young, you know, after following Joe Montana.
Yeah.
I think there's been like 87 quarterbacks in San Francisco.
Go ask the Miami Dolphins since Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I wrote a whole series on replacing franchise quarterbacks, and pretty much if you don't have one waiting in the wings, you're historically looking at a lot of drought years. So
how can people go find that?
Just a few. I mean, look, real quick, too, because, Taysom Hill, make him a linebacker, a tight end or a slot receiver, and, you know, just let him catch the ball and run because, I think that his time as a quarterback, you said it earlier, you know when he comes in, it's going to be one of a handful of five or six plays. There's nothing new that you're going to be able to do with a guy like that.
What if they used him like Kyle Juszczyk in San Francisco?
I mean, could you?
Here's the thing that was so, I guess, interesting to me last night to see that. The contrast in emotion, the contrast in body language and demeanor. I mean, you fell for Taysom. And he goes to the podium first after Sean. And, I mean, here's him on his night.
I think just like any other game, I think there's plays that I'd like to have back. And I think there was some good stuff that we did. And, you know, enough there to continue to build on and get ready for the season.
I thought what was interesting is I text Mark Maddie during the game. I'm like, it couldn't have started out better for Jameis, and it couldn't have started out worse for Taysom Hill. Two sacks, a turnover on downs, halftime. And I text Maddie, I'm like, that's it. Just put in Book and Simeon. I mean, like, what? Why would you trot him out there into the third quarter? Then he started, listen to Hill, when he was asked about this. And it gives you insight as to, he was probably going, you got to be kidding me. Like, he's probably sitting on the sideline going, really? Those two touchdown passes? Fantastic. I mean, the crowd's buzzing. Then he comes out, it's a sack. The next drive, it's a bad play. You know, the first throw he has is a drop. The first pass, it's a drop. And I text Maddie, I'm like, oh no. Like you can just feel the energy being sucked out of that building. Listen to how excited he was that he could come out of the locker room in the third quarter and play.
Yeah, no, that was good. I'm glad that I got to start the second half, and it was good to get out there and get in rhythm and get things rolling.
Maddie, getting the rhythm. He came in at the end of the first quarter. I mean, but that kind of gives you an insight to his mind. He's like, I just felt like I got in and it was just a, you know, gumbo of manure. I mean, he just wanted the fresh start, you know, and I just think the energy, 14-0, crowd going nuts, drop, sack, turnover on, you just felt it, man. I felt for that guy.
His birthday.
He was happy he could play in that third quarter, Mark.
Well, I know that, but, you know, man, look, I think part of the backup quarterback too, though, man, is, are you going to have somebody that's going to be very similar to your starter? Mm-hmm. You know, do you have a guy that is going to be a pocket passer, you know, first, and then everybody's not going to go say, oh wait, this dude's running first, passing second. you know, does Ian Book give you a closer to Jameis Winston like Winston gave you, or back, you know, Teddy Bridgewater gave you similar to Drew Brees and when he was backing him up? And, you know, does that can change your rhythm too. You know, you have mm-hmm. a different style of quarterback, which means you have different blocking schemes, you have different alignments. You know, and that's what gives you the best chance for your number two. Because let's face it, you know, I don't know why Sean Payton's not waiting. You know, the last night in his press conference, he should have said Jameis Winston's a starter from here on out. You know, and then now who best fits the second part of that? You know, and if you wanted to, while he had the time, he could have said, "Hey, y'all, if you want Latavius Murray's on the trading blocks."
You know, speaking,
it's funny you just say that. There is something to get to. Thank you, Mark. Gotta let you go for
all right,
a quick second.
Have a great day.
Yeah, appreciate it, Maddie. You're going to get the official breaking news sounder. To the sports desk we go, Maddie. You have some big breaking news in the world of running backs in the NFL.
Oh, really unfortunate.
I'm sorry, did
news.
I throw that off? I did.
Yeah, no. The running back, Travis Etienne, the rookie that Pittsburgh selected, it looks like he suffered a mid-foot sprain per Adam Schefter, that is Lisfranc, and is now expected to be season-ending, mm-hmm. which is just tough.
Hold on a second.
And just to quickly answer, you know, those questions that he just posed, I mean, yeah, I do think that Ian Book makes a lot more, you know, sense to come in. I think that he can run a similar offense of those check down heavy type things. And
Hold on. I'm dialing. Do you know the number to Jacksonville's, you know?
Jacksonville?
Yeah. I was just trying to call the GM.
Of Jacksonville
yeah,
to ask
sure.
the Pitts.
For Latavius Murray. Would they like Latavius Murray? You don't have the number?
They could have asked them,
I guess,
dialing
1-800
Jags on the field yesterday. But I
guess
I mean,
they could have, you know. Do the Rams need a running back?
I think the...
Why am I trying to get rid of... I'm not trying to. Yeah, you know what? My eye saw something.
I mean, I think
Tony Jones, I like the speed. Like, he was quick. He just... Again, I'm trying to, like, get people to... The first snap of the game. Oh, that might be him, huh? I just texted him. I know Tebow's number. So here's the thing. Here's the thing, Maddie. They opened up the game with some dude named Tony Jones Jr., a Callaway guy, the all-pro kick returner, Juwan Johnson, and Jameis Winston. And it looked like Saints football. Like, it's...
I mean, you say that,
it's
but then
crazy.
What? To me, Saints football is literally like this, where
no, but
there's one week where
that's
it's
a very good point.
Tre'Quan Smith, Marquez Callaway, little Jordan Humphrey.
But that's the credit to the system.
Yeah.
That's also the point, though. It's what we've been saying. This system works if everyone does their part.
Yeah.
And in the quarterback's part is see where you need to go, deliver it, and the receiver. Look, Curtis Johnson's going to make sure those receivers get there. And you know what? You've sort of seen a history at running back in on this team where a guy will just come in and look, no one thought Alvin Kamara was going to be what Alvin Kamara was when they drafted him, right? I mean, you go out there to OTAs and go, oh my gosh, who is this guy? Like, you could just see it. Like, you
Tennessee,
could see.
Tennessee, man.
You know, the speed, you can see that. And again, I'm not saying Tony Jones Jr. is an all-pro running back, but I can see that he's quicker, more athletic. And he's running hard out there, you know, and Latavius just, I don't know if it's gotten in his head or what. And again, I'm just saying there's two teams that desperately need running backs, you know.
I mean, you know, he said he wanted more touches in camp
he
and then
him.
He had his preseason
he
start and he blew it. And then yesterday, I think, let's see here. He and, Tony Jones both had three attempts. Murray amassed 4 yards total, and Tony Jones amassed 17 total. So, I mean, that's the second day. I mean, Tony Jones is a 28-yard run in
Maddie,
that last game was surpassed the entire rushing attempts of the entire team.
How many series did Jameis Winston play?
Three.
How many series did Tony Jones play?
Three.
D, thank you for giving us a call here in the Sports Hangover.
Hey, guys. First off, number Latavius Murray goes straight forward. That's my favorite kind of back. I'm not saying, you know, he showed us anything right now, but if you remember, He's the guy who goes straight forward. I'll take that in any bat. We don't need to really get rid of him. I don't think we get much for him anyway. I called in. The two things I'm worried about is, you know, with Jameis Winston, remember, he got basically cut by Tampa Bay. He got humbled. He did all the right things for the Saints, and now he's going to be the starter for the Saints, as we know. That being said, I hope he does not revert back to the immaturity and the things that we've seen in Tampa Bay that made him a laughing stock. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a rock eating the cheese. So I hope we can keep eating the cheese because, again, he looks the part right now. But remember, Tampa Bay, even before Tampa Bay, he had a lot of immaturity and a lot of stupid things that he said and done. And I'm hoping for him because I'm rooting for him because I want him to succeed. And I'm glad he did pretty good yesterday. But again, like I said, I'm still kind of, you know, leery on that. And I'm also leery, if you remember when Ken Crawley was with us, the one thing he really couldn't do at all was locate the ball in the air. If you watch two of the three passes that went his way Monday night, two of them were deep, and one of them he was actually able to turn around and knock the ball down. But if you look at one of the three on the sideline, him and the receiver didn't know where they was at or where the ball was at. That scares me. When you somebody that's playing, you know, a guy like Mike Evans, where you just throw it up and let his high kick it, he doesn't find the ball too good, and that scares me a lot. And another thing that scares me, they keep saying he's 6'1". Man, he looks like he's 5'9". He does not look like he's 6'1". Can y'all comment on what y'all think about that? And I appreciate you guys. You have a blessed one.
Thank you, D. Appreciate it, man.
Well, he's not shorter than Drew Brees, who managed to do what he could behind the line. And this, just to quickly kind of touch on this, for a lot of college players, I know this is a little wumbo, but your brain doesn't fully develop until you're 25, and guys 2 years behind girls, development speaking and executive functioning, which a lot of that is decision making. So a lot of these players that are immature in college, you do see them start to mature after age 25 for a reason.
He sounds different.
He does.
He does.
But there is legit, you know, reasoning for that.
Well, like I said, you listen to Drew now, and Drew when he got here, it's just different, man. And he's a father. Winston's married, has a kid now. I mean, you think differently. Trust me, I know. I just want one night a month now, and then I will pay for it the next day. That's it. I spend the rest of the month negotiating that one night a month. It's different, Maddie. It's different. Sports Hangover continues next. We got big college football breaking news out of this break on ESPN New Orleans. Breaking news! DraftKings is live in Louisiana with daily fantasy sports, meaning you can begin playing right now. To welcome in the new football season, DraftKings is giving all new players a free shot at $1 million during week one. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, now is the perfect time. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Nothing adds to the excitement of watching a game quite like having a free shot at huge cash prizes. And while you're perfecting your daily fantasy skills, don't forget to check out DraftKings free-to-play pools, where there's even more cash up for grabs. Download the DraftKings app now. Use the code LAROSE. For a limited time, new players can get a free shot at $1 million during week one. Don't miss out on the action. That's the code LAROSE. Only at DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
The Toyota National Sales Event is going on now at Greg LeBlanc. At Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Through the end of the month. And they're ready. The deals are red hot. Red hot. With loads of fresh new Toyotas arriving daily. Plus, they have over 150 quality pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Greg LeBlanc Toyota is getting top dollar for trades. Remember, the Toyota National Sales Event is going on now till the end of the month. Shop online at GregLeBlancToyota.com. Or at the store. Greg's got the deals.
As a leader in the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to oil field clients, offering vacuum truck service for offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Their rental department offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings for easy maneuvering, also holding tank rentals and portable hand washing stations. So call Joe Septic Contractors 24/7 at 985-632-5592 in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville, or visit their website at joeseptic@viscom.net.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
Well, let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to The Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
All right. So we do have some big breaking news. And with that, we'll go to the North Shore Sports Bureau, Matty, and bring in Jordan, the intern. Jordan, what do you have, sir?
Hello, guys. Yeah, college football, the ACC, Big Ten, and Pac-12 announced the formation of an alliance today. So it looks like they're going to be setting this up to combat what the SEC has been doing to expand their own league. So it's very big news today in the college football realm.
Matty, some of the details are starting to trickle out here. The one I find hilarious. You ready for this? No contract. It's built on trust. That's the famous Joker laugh from Mark Hamill in the animated episode of Batman. I love that. So basically, what does this mean? Jordan, I see it going essentially like the Big Ten and the Pac-12 will be going from 9 conference games to 8 to help scheduling. I guess eventually we'll sprinkle in the non-conference games with those other 3 conferences. What's the point of this, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the thing. It might be a power thing as well. I mean, with the whole name, image, and likeness, I think they're just trying to make these 3 other, you know, big, you know, the ACC, Big Ten, and Pac-12, I think they're just trying to get stronger because with the SEC now joining, having more programs joining in, I feel like this is kind of a move to combat that. I think that's what more of this is about, is going up against the SEC and what they've done.
The Pac-12 tweeted at Pac-12, Matty, hashtag back the pack. It's being labeled as a historic alliance. There's the new logo. ACC, Big 12, Pac-12, Historic Alliance. It's a little logo they got there going on here. Brett McMurphy tweeting, Big 10, Pac-12, ACC Alliance will include scheduling component for football and women and men's hoops designed to create new inter-conference games and enhance opportunities. The scheduling alliance will begin as soon as practical while honoring current contractual obligations. So you're going to play your 8 conference games instead of 9. The other games you're going to play will be against the other 2 conferences to make it more attractive for the TV partners, I guess, Jordan and Maddie, to then say, oh, that's awesome. So, you know, Oregon's going to play a Pac-12 conference and then they'll play Ohio State. They'll play, you know, Clemson. To combat this, and there that way the TV money will be more because all 12 of their games, 11 of the 12 will be pretty good, I guess, conference or alliance games. I don't know, Maddie.
I don't know. This all just seems kind of like a ginormous revolt against the NCAA from, you know, 6 ways to Sunday. I know that they're rewriting the bylaws right now, so that kind of gives them a lot of space to move. And I think Jordan is kind of on the money there, where I think that name, image, likeness stuff going on behind the scenes, how that changes recruitment, how that changes how, you know, conferences decide to align, how that changes competition. I think it's a very interesting state of like influx that they're in right now.
I love this. ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips, not having signed a contract between the conferences, quote, ready guys, it's about trust. We've looked each other in the eye and made it an agreement. Maddie, yeah.
I think dollar signs. They saw dollar signs is what they saw. They saw big old money.
We looked each other in the eye.
we can make millions.
That's exactly what that was.
If we don't do this, we're screwed by the SEC.
Oh, man. Look, it's just it's the world we live in, right? It just legitimately is, man. Jordan, you've been listening to a couple of phone calls, obviously, and obviously some of the takes. Quarterback, I thought would be something we'd touch on a lot, but I almost found myself as the game ended, and you heard Maddie and I talking, but we haven't even got to defense yet. But at running back, what do you think at running back? Do you think – are you with me? Like, can you go help me find the Jaguars GM's number, the Rams GM's number? I'm not saying I don't care for Latavius Murray, but I'm happy with what I see from Tony Jones Jr., and, you know, maybe I can get myself a little draft pick or something for Murray.
So you're trying to get Travis Etienne, a guy who's basically out for the season? Are you just – calling it quits and trying to get him now, Gus? Is that what you were trying to do?
Well, no, he's gone for the year for the Jaguars, so they need a running back. And Latavius Murray, what was the caller that kept calling the show that if you traded for Eric Bledsoe, you'd do better? Remember him? Remember that guy?
Wait. No, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm going here, yes. Adding Latavius Murray to the backfield, Maddie, will help bring experience and help Trevor Lawrence progress. Isn't that right, Maddie? Adding Latavius Murray to the Jaguars backfield? Carlos Hyde could learn from a guy like Latavius Murray.
Yeah, or they could split reps as RB1, because I'm not sure either of them really surmounts to one, but together you could kind of sell them as a Ingram Kamara Murray thing.
Thunder and lightning.
Yes.
I said we send Maddie out there.
Maddie, can you go negotiate on our behalf? Wait, are we kind of having some fun, but Tony Jones just looks like he needs to play, huh? Or is it just me?
You know who his college teammate was?
Hmm.
Ian Book.
Oh, here we go. Just play the sounder, Gus.
I was not ready for this.
Just go and play the sounder.
I'm looking for it, Jordan. Hold on. Here we go.
Just saying.
You know what? Just for you. I wouldn't even ask it. You know what? I'm kind of that guy. Just watch what I'm gonna do here next hour. I'm gonna do it just for you, okay? I'm gonna see if I can hook you up with something. See if I can hook you up a little something. At least for the studio when you come in on Tuesday.
All right.
Okay. Because I know people.
Is it an Ian Book puppet like the Drew Brees one you have sitting in the corner?
You're on the right path. You're on the right path, okay? You're on the right path. Jordan, you got anything else as we wrap up hour number two, sir? Anything that we've been talking about you want to comment on?
The NCAA has cleared J.R. Smith to play golf for the NCAA.
They did. You know what? I'm actually happy about that.
Yeah.
I'm actually happy about that.
I love that.
He's going to take his shirt off when he putts for birdie. I mean, you know what? Seriously, why not? I mean, I actually applaud the NCAA for doing that, honestly.
Hey, I'm all for it. I mean, maybe we can see, maybe he could bring a little bit of that wacky tabacky with him too on the golf course.
On that note, that's all the time we have for, some Pete's. As apparently, join the intern. We'd like you to come on down to the North Shore and bring some party favors while he plays golf next time. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Some wacky tabacky in his Cadillac-y. I don't know what the question is.
Buddy, go to break. This hour is in the books. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Jordan. We'll talk to you before the end of the show. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Goodyear believes in the power of moving forward. No matter if it's on the track, the court, or the field, movement makes us want to be more. It pushes us to go further, to show the world what we can do. Movement has the unique ability to change our perspective, to challenge us, to work for a better tomorrow. Movement can even bring us together when we're still. Because if we're focused on the next move, we don't have to worry about what's behind us. Goodyear, more driven.
This is the sound of achieving more. And you better get used to it. The Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G gives you the upper hand with a phone that unfolds into a tablet. Open select apps side by side to search, stream, and share it all at once. Or go totally hands-free for video calls, selfies, and group shots. Pre-order Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G today and get $200 in Samsung.com credit. Are you ready? Valid through 8/26 while supplies last at select retailers. See additional terms and conditions at Samsung.com.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, no more, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299. All on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM. KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Hour number three of the Sports Hangover, Gus Kattengill, Maddie Hudak. You can follow her on Twitter at Maddie Hudak_94. JD Kleber for Jordan on Twitter. GCAT_117 for myself.